This WebmasterRadio.fm program is made possible in part by the following.
Hi, Darren Babin here to tell you about AFCON 2010. We're only days away, June 21st through the 23rd in Denver, Colorado. Register right now at AFFCON2010.com. We're bringing you two amazing keynotes featuring New York Times best-selling author and social media expert Joel Comm, and a keynote conversation on the state of the affiliate marketing industry hosted by Jeremy Shoemaker, interviewing Aaron Baker of Intrinsic Interactive. June 21st and 22nd, AFCON 2010 is bringing you two full days of non-stop sessions, a buzzing trade show floor full of exhibitors, speed networking. Plus, we cap off each night with incredible nighttime networking with WebmasterRadio.fm's annual Affiliate Bash and the PMG Superstar Affiliate Party. AFCON is almost here. June 21st through the 23rd in Denver, Colorado at the Colorado Convention Center. Register now at AFCON2010.com. That's AFFCON2010.com. Come and join us in Denver, Colorado for a little mile-high marketing. We hope to see you there.
The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Would you build a house without a foundation? Would you have a child and not name it? Would you let a stranger squat on your property? No, of course not. So why should the internet be any different? Every week, speak with top domain experts. Learn how to make money with domains. Know your legal rights. Each week, join our expert host to be master of your domain. Right here on Domain Masters.
Well, good evening, folks. Welcome to Domain Masters. This is a show where you learn to be the master of your domain. We'll discuss domains from many different perspectives, including the legal rights of owners and trademark holders, domain value and monetization strategies, how to utilize domains to drive traffic to your business or gain favorable position within the search engine. Power tools of the trade and power players of the industry, Domain Masters brings it to you week after week right here on WebmasterRadio.fm. A new episode of Domain Masters can be heard on WebmasterRadio.fm Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. My name is Victor Pitts, and I'm your host. Tonight we have a special episode of Domain Masters where we're going to take on a topic. This is a topic that I spoke on a panel when I was at the traffic show in Vancouver last week. So we're on a panel with both David and Michael Costello, also known as the Costello brothers, big names within the domain industry, particularly within the geodomain space. And we were addressing on this panel a number of topics, and all of them were kind of geared towards potential media or technology that might put your investment in domains at risk. And we took those on head on and had a lot of good back and forth interaction with the attendees at the show. And we feel that we have something we want to share with you. I have something I want to share with you in regards to a particular aspect of it, and that's social media, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, LinkedIn, these types of things. Is social media the next big thing that will obsolete domain names, obsolete your online brand from your own domain identity? Is this the panacea that's going to replace it all? You know, we'll discuss that and much more on tonight's episode of Domain Master. So we're going to break for a quick commercial, and when we return from the commercial break, we'll pick up our conversation talking about social media and domain names.
You're just minutes away from more Domain Masters.
The question is, are you still master of your domain?
Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Staying ahead of the curve to deliver the best online marketing solutions you need. That's what the JAR Group is all about. The JAR Group offers a full-service suite of marketing and managing solutions custom-tailored for affiliate search and social media. The JAR Group uses their resources and research to help meet and exceed the revenue expectations of each and every client. Find out how the JAR Group can work for you at thejargroup.com. That's thejargroup.com. The JAR Group, online marketing with measurable results.
Do you consider yourself a super affiliate?
Then listen up.
One of the most trusted names in affiliate marketing since 2003, XY7.com, has now launched XY7Elite.com, a private invitation-only affiliate program run by super affiliates for super affiliates. Enjoy private tested offers, weekly deposits right to your bank account or XY7 debit card, XY7 VIP concierge service, limousine transportation to and from major industry events, and the status of being one of the elite publishers. XY7 Elite is not for everyone, as you need to be accepted and maintain volume requirements. Think you've got what it takes to be elite? Go to www.xy7elite.com or call 702-216-4000. 702-216-4000.
Affiliate marketing is changing rapidly. Stay ahead of the trends with Affiliate Marketing Insider. Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Affiliate Marketing Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Now, back to Domain Masters.
You're still master of your domain.
Yes, master of my domain.
Here's your host.
Welcome back to Domain Masters, where you learn to be the master of your domain. I'm your host, Victor Pitts, and you're listening to Domain Masters on WebmasterRadio.fm. Tonight, we're not going to have a guest. We're going to have a topic of discussion. And the topic of discussion, and I will be logging into the Webmaster Radio chat line in a few minutes. So if you have questions for me, I encourage you to get onto the WebmasterRadio.fm chat line and put your questions in there, and I'll try to get to them in tonight's show. But the topic that we're going to talk about is going to be the interaction, if you will, of social media and domain names. And where this all came from is last week I was in Vancouver speaking on a panel at the traffic show, and the panel on it with me was both David and Michael Costello, who are well known within the domain industry as essentially the top of the line geo domainers in the space, and two wonderful guys and very intelligent guys that certainly have got it figured out, know how to make money online, and they have a nice business in place, and have helped a lot of other people make a nice living online too, and they provide a valuable service for their community, and that they're geo-targeted. So some people I definitely have a lot of respect for. The topic was talking about things that threaten domain names, and of course the attendees to the show are people that have invested a lot of money in domain names and are using them for a variety of different purposes. But when you see commercials on television that, you know, may or may not have the domain name listed on the commercial, but they're putting advertisements out there that have their Facebook address or their Twitter account, it makes you stop and wonder, are these things a threat to my domain names? There's other things that are considered to be a threat as well. It may perceive or perception of possibly putting the domain infrastructure and system at risk and making it obsolete. And why is it needed when Google can do search all the way to the desktop and to the
the handheld device, the wireless device. Why must you ever, you know, in the future, why would you even need to type in an address? You just search on the type of information that you're looking for. You may not even have to keystroke anything or mouth touch anything. It may be voice response system, and it just Google does a lookup and serves you up the, or Google or whomever the search engine is, serves you up content. So that was another thing that was at risk. So we had, you know, combination of equipment using, you know, voice response system, you know, devices that would make it not necessary to enter the TLD, predominantly wired devices, search to the desktop. Those were one set of risk to domain names, and the other one was the actual social media itself, and that commercials are beginning to appear that doesn't have a domain name or a web address or URL on it, but instead go right to a Facebook or a Twitter type of an account. So I'm going to take that part of the conversation and discuss it in some detail. The other part I might, if I have time at the end of the show, I may be addressing that one. So let's look at the first question is social media taking any business away from domain names? And I'm going to state my opinion, and that opinion is yes, it absolutely is taking business away from domain names. But don't be alarmed. Let me explain why. If you consider that any particular company has X amount of dollars that are set aside for the purposes of spending to market their business, to get you know, exposure to their corporate, to their company, to their products, to their services. They have X budget to begin with, and they have to split that up amongst all the different ways that they advertise. In the past, people would advertise through traditional vehicles, such as basic as a Yellow Page ad, being a part of a chamber of commerce, the cost that would go along with that, newspaper advertisement, magazine advertisement, radio advertisement, television advertisement, you know, billboard, you know, advertisement. These are traditional vehicles for companies to advertise. And then comes this whole online medium, which would have banner ads, would have you know, text links and so forth coming up at different places, you know, all kinds of little stuff that it would paying for listings within, you know, pay-per-click systems, you know, both with Yahoo and Google and doing paid listings is a form of an online budget, you know, for marketing purposes. So there was a growing amount of money that was being spent online. And I think anyone listening to this show, I don't have to give you any stats. Hell, you know that. You know, you see that. You see that. Just go to the movie theater and look at how many URLs are now beginning to pop up in terms of, you know, companies promoting themselves. They throw up a big splash screen, their web address. Another one throws up a splash screen, got their web address. Years ago, I used to take my kids to the movie theaters, and we would sit there and count and predict up front how many domains or URLs we would actually see before the movie actually started, and we had a little contest with it. Now we don't even bother because we'd be overwhelmed by the amount of you know, URLs that we would see. So the online advertisement has definitely increased and increased substantially, and is now, for some companies, is the majority of how they spend their marketing dollars, and for others, it's the largest growing segment of how they spend their marketing dollars. So how does social media, you know, impact that? Well, the way that it impacts it is that it's, you know, advertisers are beginning to spend money on targeted advertisement on social media. And why do they do that? Well, you think about, let's take Facebook, you know, for example. How many of you know somebody that is has not much experience on the working with a computer? Let's say they're computer illiterate. Matter of fact, they're computer phobic. They're afraid of computers. They don't go to any websites. They don't use any search engines. But my God, they got a Facebook site. How is it that someone has a Facebook site and doesn't know how to use a search engine or to navigate around the web? And the reason is because they made it easy and they made it fun and they made it relevant to them. It ties their family and their friends and everybody together. They can share pictures. They can share recipes. They can share all kinds of stuff. Hey, they made it easy. They got it right. Advertisers see this. They see that there's hordes of people that are coming on to social media, and they spend a lot of time there. They play those frigging games all day, all night long. Or at least we all know some people that do that. and maybe you do, but it is a sticky site. It keeps people, you know, on there for a long period of time, and so advertisers are certainly enamored with that big traffic, sticky site, hopes and of a future of being very, very targeted in terms of advertisement. Where you can be able to drill down to, you know, specific things that people like and have them fall in different categories. And they like this genre of music, this genre of this type of food. There's all kinds of things that within the future you'll be able to do with drilling down and targeting your advertisement. But for right now, it's just accessing huge volumes of people in a different sort of way on a very sticky site. And that's money that was coming out of, you know, this X budget at the beginning of each year that would have been spent on lots of, you know, endless possibilities, and they're choosing to spend a growing amount of it on things such as Facebook. And how does that impact domainers? Well, you know, it impacts the way that, you know, advertisers are spending money, and as they spend less money on advertisement online through the traditional methods, it means there's things such as if you're making your money on pay-per-click, you know, for example, that maybe there's not as much advertisement dollars that is funding into that system, and less of it to go around for you because it's being spent in different ways. So to that extent, is it impacting the domain business? Is it impacting the value of domains? Not directly, but indirectly through the tapping in the same resource of money pool that's being spent on marketing dollars. Absolutely, it's impacting you, but it's not making you out obsolete. And here's why. Our argument is why it's not going to make domain names obsolete. It's because with a domain name, you build a brand. This is what they've touted from day one. You build a brand, an online brand. That's what on the premium names, when we talk about generic brands, that's what we're talking about. You're creating a brand identity, or even if it's something, it's not a generic brand, but it's more of a classical, traditional type of thing. And I'll pick some very common names, Bing, Yahoo, and Google. What do those mean? You know, they don't mean a whole lot of anything to anyone until Yahoo, Google, and Microsoft created a meaning. You're behind it. That's a traditional type of brand where you define what the purpose is. You make it stick and become what you want it to be in people's minds. Whether you go that route or you go the route of a candy.com or a photo.com or mortgage.com, you know, classical generic, or toys.com, classical generic online brands, you know, these brands are important to you. They cost you a lot of money. You try to protect your brands. You try to keep people from intruding upon your brand. You might have trademarks associated with the brand. It's a very valuable thing, and you want to protect it. And the reason that domains are a better vehicle for doing that is because there's a whole regulated infrastructure system that's in place for dealing with issues regarding disputes regarding the domain name, disputes regarding trademarks. There's a process that's in place for domain names that's regulated by ICANN. There's a process for when someone's using content on your site inappropriately. There's a process, a due process for reporting and getting action taken. There's a process for buying and selling domain names. There's a market system that's behind domain names. But if you take that same thing and take your brand now that you're putting onto a Facebook site or a Twitter site, number one, you're sharing that brand because you've also got Facebook's name on there and Twitter's name. They may be trusted right now, but what if they do something wrong and they're not trusted anymore? How does that affect your brand? You no longer have all the control of your brand. You no longer are able to take and set the tone and set the value because your hands are jointly, you know, you got joint custody. You know, Facebook and MySpace and Twitter and so forth also have some control over what your brand image is to the rest of the world. Secondly, these social media networks do not have the means of trading or selling names. And in fact, I know in the case of Twitter, it's against their rules to be selling their names. You don't buy them for the intent to sell them, you know, down the road. So that's something that you don't have that kind of vehicle. They're also private companies. And as private companies, they set the rules for how they handle conflict, for how they handle disputes. And I know there was an example that we talked about at the show where a lady There was one of these anti sites or, you know, like suck sites that was created regarding this one lady who runs a restaurant, very, very mean to her patrons. Some people love her because she's so crazy. Other ones don't like her, and they created a website to all talk about how bad she was. And as it was, Facebook considered that to be it was reported to them, and they considered it to be a hate site, and they shut the site down. And so what if that was a site that you had created? What if it was a satirical site? You know, this person didn't get any say in terms of whether it was shut down, you know, any point to argument. There was no recourse for them. It was just simply shut down. So would you really want to expose your brand to those kinds of rules where someone, a private company, is going to make a decision whether it stays up or it goes down? And those are some of the primary reasons why I believe that the domain network will always be the home, the preferred home for online intellectual property or for your brand. Domain names make the most sense. They have a market system. They have a legal regulatory system in place, and it takes a long time for rules to change. It's not something that someone can do privately in a boardroom, make a change, and it suddenly make your site stop working. And those are the main reasons that domain names will continue to thrive. What we're going to do is we're going to break for some commercials. And when we return back from the commercials, I'm going to tell you, though, taking a different look at it, how social media and domain names actually complement each other and why it is my recommendation that you be doing stuff on both. So we'll talk about that as soon as we come back from this break on Domain Masters. I'm Victor Pitts. I'm your host. You're listening to it on webmasterradio.fm.
You're just minutes away from more Domain Masters.
The question is, are you still master of your domain?
Stay tuned.
How do you choose the right affiliate network to partner with? The answer is simple. MarketHealth.com, where health and wealth connect. Established in 1998, the MarketHealth.com affiliate network allows you to market and promote the world's leading health and beauty offers on the net. Start making recurring income and the highest payouts in our industry. Choose from over 50 of the hottest selling offers, ranging from herbal supplements, skincare, vitamins, beauty products, weight loss, and much more. Sign up for free at MarketHealth.com and start making money today.
Are you happy with your landing page performance? Discover how to improve your landing page performance with ConversionCritic.com, brought to you by Engine Ready. Turn your underperforming landing pages into cost-effective sales-producing machines. Be sure you're not wasting your precious PPC budget. Conversion Critic tools give you the ingredients to create high-converting landing pages. You don't have to be an expert to use Engine Ready's Conversion Critic tools, but you'll feel like a landing page pro. Take the guesswork out of increasing your conversion rate. Visit ConversionCritic.com and boost your conversion rate for free. That's www.conversioncritic.com.
XY7 with affiliate marketing. Are you an affiliate? If yes, you'll pay me. No ifs, ands, or maybes. Get paid daily. Make a mad dash. Sign up as a flash. Quickly convert the clicks into cash. Affiliate marketing network is first place. I cut to the chase. It's all performance based. Listen to what I'm telling you, cause this is what you better do. Join as a publisher and maximize your revenue. Think we agreed that money is what you need. Indeed, you can get paid from sales and leads. Not one thing lacking. Don't get it cracking. Keep it from a split state of the art tracking. Ready to start, you can do it a couple ways. 866-XY7 pays. It's toll free. Tell me what you waiting on. So log on to XY7.com.
SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm.
Catch us Mondays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization channel only on webmasterradio.fm.
Now, back to Domain Masters.
You're still master of your domain.
Yes, master of my domain.
Here's your host.
Welcome back to Domain Masters, where you learn to be the master of your domain. I'm your host, Victor Pitts, and you're listening to Domain Masters on webmasterradio.fm. Tonight, we're discussing a topic of social media and domain names. And the first part of the show, I discussed a topic that was covered at the Traffic Show in Vancouver, while I served on a panel with Mike and David Costello. also known as the Costello Brothers. And when we were talking about things that might put your domain investments at risk and possibly obsolete domain names. And the short version, folks, is that's rubbish. We took each one of them and dissected it down and gave clear and very, very clear reasons why we did not feel that the domain name system is at risk with anything that's on the market today. But there are things on the market today that do impact domain names in the industry and how money is spent within the industry. So while things impact the way business is done today, that doesn't mean that the infrastructure, the core system that we're talking about, the domain names, are going to become obsolete. And in fact, I think it's important to understand these new technologies and mediums and understand how we can all play together to grow the business. And a very, very interesting stat, I want to pull some stats up, you know, from the show and talking about, you know, the impact that some of these things have had. Facebook, for example, more than 400 million active users. 50% of the active users log on to Facebook on any given day. Think about half of those people log in every single day. Average user has 130 friends. People spend over 500 billion minutes per month on Facebook. There's more than 100 million active users currently using Facebook through mobile devices. People that use Facebook on their mobile devices are twice more active on Facebook than non-mobile users. And there's more than 200 mobile operators in 60 countries looking to deploy and promote Facebook applications. Let me see here. And a couple more. More than 1 million developers and entrepreneurs from more than 180 different countries are developing applications on Facebook. Every month, more than 70% of Facebook users engage in platform applications. More than 550,000 active applications currently on the Facebook platform. And it's different little programs and stuff, embellishing and adding the little games and so forth that you play. More than 250,000 websites have integrated with Facebook's platform. And more than 100 million Facebook users engage with Facebook on external websites every single month. And we look at Twitter, 50 million tweets are posted every day. That's an average of 600 tweets per second. More than 400 million active users. And Fortune 100 loves Twitter. And there's a stat, and the stat, it shows global companies using at least one social media platform. And let me see if I can pull this up. Actually, instead of going over all this stuff, what I'm going to do is actually give you the address where you can look at the stats, and that is to go to a place to copy of the presentation on iGoldRush.com. Again, iGoldRush.com. And if you go there to iGoldRush, right there on the homepage, about halfway down the screen, it's domain names, the future or the past, and you can actually look at this presentation and look at some of these stats. But what we found was is social media is loved by the Fortune 100, and many of them have multiple accounts, and many of them are using this as a very, very significant way of communicating with their client base. And so here's the thing. Why can social media replace domain names? And we said earlier no, but how, you know, is there value and trying to work together with these? Because what we found was is the domain industry is growing in parallel with all these other things. Despite the explosion of social media on the marketplace, despite the expansion of Google to the desktop for many people, and despite some of the innovations that have been made on smartphones and making it easier to navigate to the web and even integrating a voice response system, despite all of that, The domain industry continues to grow, where we have had more names registered than ever before, where we've had, a 6% growth since last year in the same time period in the domain industry. So domains are growing both in terms of value and in terms of quantity, as well as all these other things are happening. So they move in parallel. And the domains are foundational to many of the other things, such as your brand, your Twitter post, and you're limited to 140 characters, but you can spin them off to your website for more information. So in the search, of course, search can't really happen without the domain names. It is a key part of what search actually does. It is the foundation underneath it all. So it is our advice that you use social media for all of its viral properties, its stickiness, and leave your brand's own domain names. But it is a great idea. Every time you register a domain name, go register the Twitter and the Facebook account, at least those two, that parallel your domain name. So you take the keyword from your domain name. If it's available on Twitter or on Facebook, go ahead and register it. Build out some sort of little website, perhaps on the domain that you acquire, and cross-reference your Facebook site to your domain name, the content you put on your website, and then certainly have your website listed all over your Facebook site. Twitter about both of them so that you drive traffic. And if you use these three things in combination, you'll be driving traffic, to your website where you're actually going to be making the money at. But you'll take advantage of the viral aspects and polling and all the other things that you can do on social media that's fantastic. Quickly, efficiently, inexpensively communicate with people through Twitter, fantastic thing to do. But keep your brand, protect your brand, invest in your brand, and place it on a domain name. That's the bottom line recommendation. So if you'd like to take a look at the actual presentation that was put together, you can again find that at goldrush.com. And halfway down on the page, you'll actually see the presentation called Domain Names, the Future or the Past. So I think that's going to be it for right now for this show. So we're going to go ahead and call it a wrap. You've been listening to Domain Masters, a radio show where you learn to be the master of your domain. I'm your host, Victor Pitts, and you're listening to Domain Masters on webmasterradio.fm. All of our shows are archived at webmasterradio.fm, as well as podcasts in such popular locations as iTunes, Google, and Yahoo. Come back next week to webmasterradio.fm for another informative Domain Masters episode. Till then, best wishes, and I hope that you're each the master of your domain. Have a good night, folks.